The 10 women say they occupied a tribal government building for 13 hours on March 26th to draw attention to the corruption and financial mismanagement of the Lacto-Flambeau leadership. They face charges of unlawful assembly, criminal damage to property, and disorderly conduct. One of the GNU grandmothers, Rhonda Snow, says her group's firing back in tribal court, with two suits filed against Lacto-Flambeau leaders for their actions during and after the occupation.
Or bulldozing a sacred fire in the right to practice Native American traditions and religions. And we filed a suit for procedural due process for our tribal treasurer, who was unfairly removed for exposing credit card fraud.
Lacto-Flambeau president Victoria Dowd denies the group's claims. She says the treasurer was formally impeached for breaking confidentiality of credit card records, and that the GNU grandmother's occupation cost the tribe thousands of dollars in damages and law enforcement costs. Dowd supports full prosecution of the group.
They broke in through one of our enrollment department windows. They had gasoline in there. We had a mediator try to go in there, and no, they didn't want to leave. There was nothing peaceful about it.
Dowd says she's had critics of the council's recent economic ventures, but she says the Lacto-Flambeau tribe has just been licensed to jointly operate an off-reservation casino in Mississippi with a private gaming enterprise. Dowd says this means much-needed cash will be flowing back into the tribe's coffers beginning this fall after the casino opens. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.